این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. Attention to spiritual values is the key to safeguarding the Islamic system. Islam wants to safeguard independence, and it is not possible to safeguard independence by devotion to the material world. Those that are now causing destruction for their own nations in that fashion are of those that are seated in palaces and do not know what it is to be hungry. They are concerned about their own interests and are seeing that America is safeguarding their interests and its own interests and safeguards their interests to the extent that they are safeguarded for itself. Such persons cannot be thinking of their nations and independence of the nations.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the subject of unity and fraternity, Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه said, invitation to Islam is principally invitation to unity. This statement of Imam رحمة الله عليه circles around the concept and significance of unity in Islam. Through a general comparison, it can be claimed that no school of thought or religion has emphasized unity, cooperation, and the path of obtaining it, nor emphasized refraining from differences, division, and the negative outcomes of them more so than Islam. This is so important that it has been said, Islam has been found on two bases, worshipping the One and unity. The station of unity in Islamic culture is so high that some state its necessity is supported by the Holy Book of Quran, the general divine will, and its consequences. The Holy Book of Quran praises the Islamic Ummah as being a single one. And an important goal of the Holy Book of Quran was to establish a unified Ummah where heated arguments, divisions, war, and bloodshed would not exist.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
People would congregate in accordance to cooperation, brotherhood, love, and justice. And an example is this verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Hold fast altogether to Allah's code, and do not be divided into sects. And remember Allah's blessings upon you when you were enemies. Then He brought your hearts together, so you became brothers with His blessings. And you were on the brink of a pit of fire, whereas He saved you from it. Thus, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarify His signs for you so that you may be guided? Surah Ali Imran, verse 103. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to introducing the axis of unity as being a divine blessing, He prohibits us from division. As you see, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh also emphasized such a matter in different ways, and I hope that we as Muslims hold our unity and resist against the threats of enemy and be successful in that way. Thank you very much. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.